It's time now for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Root Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sugoshin, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Good evening, everyone, from the Eel Dome in Clay City. We welcome you to another night of Northview Knights basketball here on Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, AM 1130, FM 106.9, FM 99.5, and on the web from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. I'm Dave Crooks, along with Brad Wallace. It's the annual basketball rivalry between Clay City and Northview. The Knights lead this series 27-3, but it's always a big battle when these two teams get together. And the reason for the delay tonight, of course, they normally play varsity games at 8 o'clock, but it's also senior night. And, Brad, there's a lot of seniors between Clay City's boys team and the cheerleaders and the band, and they honored all of them tonight.
Yeah, I think it was 17 kids they honored there, Dave. And, you know, it's always a packed house when you come to the rivalry between Northview and Clay City. But then you throw in senior night, yep, you're going to pack the gymnasium. See a purple on the other side.
Well, we're 20 minutes away from tip-off as they're just introducing the Eels varsity team. You had a chance to watch the JV game closely, and we let one get away tonight.
Another one. Not just tonight, another one. We give up a 14-point lead, lost 33-28, and just a lot of poor decisions by the adolescent young men out on the field or out on the floor.
Well, Clay City celebrated that big win tonight. They're going to try to make it 2-0, but of course the Knights hope to have something to say about that after coming out of that loss at Edgewood earlier this week, a game that we actually led by 14 points, but the Mustangs came back and won it in overtime, and I'm sure that's a team we'll probably see again in the sectional coming up.
Yeah, pretty much so. And I joked with Coach Edwards before the game. I said he lost to Clay City last year. I said, if you lose this year, that's back-to-back. And the last coach they replaced after back-to-back, because we've only lost to him three times in history at Northview. And he looked at me and he said, oh, we're not going to let that happen. Here he comes. He's got a suit on. So
there you go. Well, we had a chance to talk to Coach Byram earlier. We'll come back and have that interview for you. But first, this one-minute break. You're listening to Northview Knights Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
With Michael Byram, the head coach of the Northview Knights, as we get set for the annual battle of Clay County at Clay City tonight. Before we talk about the Eels, Coach, any thoughts about the loss at Edgewood this week?
You know, that was a very disappointing loss for us. That took a while for us to kind of get ourselves situated for tonight. We felt like that was a game that we kind of let slip through our hands, but that's just sometimes that kind of happens. I thought that, like, our decision making last 3 minutes of the game wasn't necessarily where it needed to be. I thought we missed a few shots. I thought we missed a couple free throws. We didn't get stops when we needed to. But you know what? When you play good teams, like, it's going to come down to the wire. I mean, that's just the way it is. Like yeah, we were up, 12 going into halftime. But, when you're playing good teams, like, it's that lead is going to diminish unless you're just shooting the ball extremely well. And in the second half, we missed shots that we were capable of hitting. But it was a good learning opportunity for us, I think, and hopefully we can grow from that and move on.
Well, not that your team would ever overlook another team, but considering that they should be the team that you're going to be battling in the sectional most likely for a potential championship, should make for an interesting tournament if you get to meet them again.
Oh, we hope that we get the opportunity to play them again. I think we have, in our minds, we have something to prove. They have been the team the past several years, kind of like the team to kind of beat in sectional 26, and we would love to have that opportunity again.
Well, tonight you're at the Eel Dome to take on Clay City. It's always a fun rivalry to come down and play at Clay City. 30 times Northview's played them, and we've won 27 out of 30, which is impressive, is what I'm told.
You know what? The record, I mean, this is a very tough game. It's a tough game for a lot of reasons, but, I mean, it's the crowd's going to be great. It's kind of like we're kind of in the hornet's nest, so to speak. We're kind of hostile territory, which is good. That makes rivalry games fun, you know. But we're going to have to play well tonight. Clay City's well coached. Coach Ames does an excellent job. They've got a large senior class, so I mean that they want to be one of the teams the beat Northview, and I mean they've got something to prove. They play extremely hard. I think they scrap. I think that they're skilled. They're a team that's going to be reckoned with in their sectional. So I mean, but this is a huge game for not only for them but for us. I mean, we've got large big goals that we want to achieve here in the next couple weeks, and in order to do that, we're going to have to go perform. And if we're not performing well, we're going to have to find a way to escape with a win.
You mentioned the seniors. It is senior night down here tonight, so that does make it a little bit more important for them, of course, to have a good showing.
Oh, of course. I mean, senior night's always a little special. It's the last time you're on the court. So, I mean, you always want to send your seniors out with a win. And when you're a senior, you want to make sure that that last time you're on your home court that is a win. So, I mean, we're going to get their best shot tonight. They will play their best game of the year tonight, and we're going to have to keep our poise and composure, which that's been a little issue here. Look at the Tuesday night, look at the Terre Haute South game. I mean, that's a welcome challenge for us. I think we really need to grow in those areas.
Any final thoughts about tonight's game, Coach?
No, I was extremely proud of our boys on Tuesday. I thought we worked hard. I thought we competed. It's just sometimes things don't go your way. But when you have those stretches, you got to be able to make them your way. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we necessarily did that the last 3 minutes. So I'm really anxious to see how we handle adversity tonight. Because I mean, this is going to be. I mean, the environment's going to be great, and they're going to come after us. So it should be an interesting game for us.
And to make it official, no reschedule with Brown County.
No reschedule for Brown County. So we'll play next Thursday against Bloomington South, who they've got two games this weekend. They play Greencastle and Jennings County tomorrow night. So we'll get our opportunity to go against one of the best in the state.
I have a feeling you'll be watching a game tomorrow night.
you know what? I've taken care of my scouting. I'm ahead of schedule. I'm actually going to take my wife out for Valentine's Day dinner, which we're excited about. But I mean, I've worked ahead. I've kind of had this date kind of circled. So we've worked ahead. So we're going to have an evening off.
Nothing wrong with that, Coach. Well, hey, best of luck tonight against the Eels. We'll look forward to our postgame discussion.
Thank you.
And, of course, comments from Michael Byram as we get set for this big battle tonight here at Clay City. So Clay City against Northview. We've got more to talk about, including games in the area and so much more. Stay with us on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to the Eel Dome in Clay City. I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as we get set for a big battle tonight between Northview's Knights, 14 wins, 7 losses. The Eels of Clay City are 8 wins and 12 losses. Some of the other games in the area tonight, Brown County is at Greenwood Christian, Columbus North at Bloomington North, Covington at Terre Haute North, Duggar Union at Washington Catholic, probably two of the weakest teams in the area. Washington Catholic's really been struggling, yeah. But Duggar too, so that'll be an interesting result tonight. Eastern Green at Shackamack, Eminence at Indiana Deaf School, Fountain Central at North Vermilion, Greencastle at Bloomington South, Linton at North Central, Mitchell at Edgewood, North Knox at Bloomfield, Owen Valley at South Putnam, Park Heritage at Seeger, Robinson at Sullivan. South Vermilion is at Riverton Park. You can hear that game over on our sister station, 104.9 WAXI. Southport is at Terre Haute South. White River Valley is at North Davies. And Southport is at Terre Haute, or I already mentioned that. Southport is at Terre Haute South tonight. Had that listed twice. So a lot of basketball to watch tonight, and I'm sure there'll be several games tomorrow. But, of course, the big news is the girls' semi-state is tomorrow. And we've got a couple of teams in the region that'll be participating. Let's go ahead and start with the 1A semi-state. Up at Logansport, it'll be Pioneer versus Blue River. And also in Class 1A down in Jasper, it'll be Greenwood Christian against Lagodi, and the Lions are ranked number one.
Lagodi's got a really good team this year, Dave. Really well coached. Every year they're a good team, but this year, man, senior laden, and they've got some talent.
In 2A at Logansport, South Central of Union Mills will take on Frankton, and then it is Triton Central taking on Linton Stockton, and that's also at Jasper as well.
And Linton Stockton, they've been like the dark horse. You know, those girls, they've had a great season, but my goodness, they're winning by 20 points or more here in the postseason against what's supposed to be the teams that beat them.
Well, and they won their first regional last week, which is cool to see.
Yeah.
In 3A at LaPorte, Northwood versus Benton Central. Down in Jeffersonville, Salem takes on Brownstown Central. In 4A up at LaPorte, it's Penn versus Northwestern. Down in Jeffersonville, Bedford North Lawrence against Lawrence North.
That Brownstown Central that's taken on Salem and Jeffersonville in 3A, that's the team that won our sectional 26 at Owen Valley. They're the team we watched knock off Brown County before the Northview game. That team handles the basketball better than any girls' basketball team that I've ever watched. I mean, they move the ball. They can dribble. They can ball screen. I mean, they run an offense very efficiently. And I said that night, I sat and told Jacob, I said, this team right here will probably win the state championship just watching the way they move the ball.
Well, we'll find out a week from now, that's for sure. We'll come back with more as we get set for basketball action. Clay City against Northview. It's coming up on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome in Clay City, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless Classics WAMB. A reminder, coming up Sunday, we will join the Indiana High School Athletic Association's Champions Radio Network at 3 o'clock. Bob Lovell and Greg Rakeshaw will have live coverage of the pairing show. We'll find out all 64 sectionals, who plays who. Of course, we've got to go, Edgewood. I thought it was Owen Valley, but that was the girls.
No, it's Edgewood again.
So we go to Edgewood to play our sectional, and Edgewood and Northview are the top two teams in that 3A sectional, so we're looking forward to see who plays who. I know that, West Vigo, South Vermillion, and Owen Valley is also in that sectional, and maybe Brown County?
Brown County. Okay. And Brownstown Central. And the thing about it is we want to play Tuesday, or we want to play Friday.
Yeah.
We don't want to be in that Monday night game, right? Because I believe, I'll have to look. I think we have a Monday.
Oh, because of the 17th?
Yeah, I think. I'll have to look it up.
Well, we'll know all the details Sunday afternoon. All you got to do is tune in and listen, and we'll have all the coverage for you Sunday at 3 here on WAMB. Also want to quickly touch on the top 20 teams, or at least the top 10-plus teams, I'll call it. Class 4A. Bloomington South 20-0, and they're still at the top of 4A at number one. Lawrence North is second. Lawrence Central is third, followed by Lafayette, Jeff, and Munster in the top five. Then it's Chesterton, Culver Academy, Indianapolis Attucks, Brownsburg, and Hamilton Southeastern rounding out the top 10. In 3A, Silver Creek is number one, followed by Danville, Heritage Hills, Norwell, and Greensburg. Mishawaka Marion is sixth. Sullivan Golden Arrows are ranked seventh this week in 3A. South Bend St. Joseph, Delta, and Hammond round out the top 10. And what caught my surprise, Edgewood is ranked 16th this week in 3A, and they were 10-10 on Tuesday before they beat us, but somehow they got enough votes to make the top 16.
Well, you know, that region down there around Bloomington, they get all the votes. They get all the poll votes.
In 2A, Shenandoah is number one, followed by Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Linton Stockton is third. Westview and University round out the top five. Then it's South Decatur sixth. Park Heritage is ranked seventh. Paoli, Prairie Heights, and Evansville Modern Day rounding out the top ten. So that's a quick look at some of the top-ranked teams according to the Associated Press. So the seven teams, we got them right then,
yep.
Didn't we? For the sectional, Edgewood, Northview, South Vermillion, West Vigo, Owen Valley, Brownstown Central, and Brown County. I hope we get the luck of the draw to where we would meet Edgewood in that championship. That would be the best scenario.
Either that or play them the first game.
True.
First game, get the momentum up, and roll right through section.
Well, you hope so. And by the way, next Thursday will be one of the biggest games that Northview has hosted in a long time. Number one, Bloomington South. They're also one of the top 10 teams in the country.
Yep.
All right. They're going to be in Brazil Thursday night for a 6 o'clock JV game, 7:30 varsity game. We need to pack the house. You need to be there to support the Knights, but you're going to want to see this Bloomington South team. If you haven't been to a game all season, or even if you have, just get to the game, drag a friend, take the family. You can have dinner at the game, and we hope to
Cilantro's.
See you.
Go to Cilantro's.
You can go there before the game, whatever works. They're one of our sponsors. We appreciate that. But Thursday night, we hope to see you at Northview High School when the Knights take on number one ranked Bloomington South. If you can't make it, we'll have coverage for you at 7:15 here on WAMB.
Senior night, unified night. They're going to play the unified game between the JV and the varsity game, plus senior night, so it'll be a packed house.
When we come back, Scott Stuckey will set the stage for the starting lineups and our national anthem. It's all coming up next on WAMB.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi.
Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi. That's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is going to love this one.
Try a new Bear Bomb, a specialty drink from Little Bear Coffee in Terre Haute that's full of flavor and only has 200 calories. Try a Bear Bomb today in amazing flavors like Orange Dreamsicle, Wild Berry, Birthday Cake, Hawaiian, and more. Terre Haute loves the Bear Bomb. Get yours today at Little Bear Coffee.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome in Clay City, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. Thanks for tuning in tonight on Timeless Classics WAMB. We've got a great crowd on hand for tonight's game as we get set for the national anthem and the starting lineups. And we're glad to have you tuned in tonight on AM 1130, 106.9 FM in Brazil, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute. Or you can also stream us from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. And now we'll turn things over to the public address announcer, Scott Stuckey.
Clay City High School would once again like to welcome everybody to the Eel Dome for tonight's varsity contest between the Clay City Eels and the Northview Knights. Clay City Junior Senior High School administrators, coaches, staff, athletes, and fans believe and take pride in sportsmanship. Displays of unsportsmanlike conduct by students, staff, or fans will not be tolerated and will result in action taken by the administration. Show support for your team by displaying outstanding sportsmanship at all times. Your cooperation is appreciated, and good luck to both teams this evening. And now at this time, I invite you to stand, remove your hats, and join Clay City Juniors Alyssa Seacrest and Haley Hoffman as they lead us in honoring our flag with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please remain standing following the pledge as the Clay City Pep Band, under the direction of Mr. Matt Harvey, will perform our national anthem.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
And now, here are the starters for tonight's contest. First, introducing the visitors from Northview. Starting at guard, number 2, Brevin Cooper. At guard, number 3, Cade Bryan. At guard, number 5, Carson Gettle. At guard, number 22, Caleb Swearingen. Rounding out the Knights, at guard, number 33, Tyler Hess. Knights are coached by Mr. Michael Byram. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the starting lineup for your Clay City Heels. Starting at guard, number 2, Ethan Rogers. At forward, number 4, Hunter Adams. At guard, number 12, Caden Cannon. And at forward, number 24, Jacob LeFerry. And at forward, number 32, Nathan Owens. Heels are coached by Mr. Chris Ames. And officials for tonight's contest, Scott Arthur, Marcus Devereaux, and Nick Winninger. Good luck to both teams.
All right, we are set to go. Great job, Scott Stuckey. We appreciate his help tonight. And we are about set for basketball. Going to get started at about 8:25. So, it's kind of late for us, you know.
Yeah, good thing we had dinner, Dave.
That's right. That's right. That's all right. Well, we're glad to have you tuned in tonight on WAMB Radio. I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. Should be a good battle between these two county rivals. The Eels in their white uniforms with the purple trim and the Knights with their black uniforms with white and maroon trim. We are set for action. Swearingen will jump up against Nathan Owens. The tip is controlled by Northview, and this game is underway. So Caleb Swearingen will pass the ball off to Cade Bryan. And quickly, Brevin Cooper gets it. He'll try a three. It's no good. Rebound by Tyler Hess. The Knights will reset the offense, but for only a moment, as Carson Gettle will try a three-point shot. It's around the rim, no good. And a steal at midcourt by Northview. Good job by Tyler Hess. He gets the ball back, passes off to Caleb Swearingen. Now on the left side is Brevin Cooper. He takes it toward the lane and a whistle blown. And a jump ball is forced. And the arrow is pointing toward Clay City.
First turnover for the Knights. Turnovers one apiece here. And we're only 32 seconds into the game.
So here comes Clay City, still scoreless in the ball game. Across the timeline now for the Eels is Nathan Owens. Owens hands it off to Ethan Rogers. Rogers takes it down to the left side of the lane, hands it off to Hunter Adams, quickly to the backcourt to Caden Cannon. Cannon to Nathan Owens, cross-courts it to Ethan Rogers. Rogers looks for help and finds it from Caden Cannon, and then it's quickly off to Nathan Owens. Still in the backcourt, Eels taking their time. 6:52 to go here in the first quarter, no score. Jacob LeFerry, he'll hand it off to Nathan Owens. Now top of the key, Ethan Rogers lets it fly. It's no good. Rebound by Carson Gettle for the Knights. Brevin Cooper will bring it down court. Cooper off to Tyler Hess. Top of the key to Cade Bryan. Bryan hands it off to Cooper. He drives inside. Reverse layup. He missed it. Gettle got the rebound. The putback is no good. Clay City gets the rebound. Jacob LeFerry down court off to Caden Cannon. Cannon, now to Ethan Rogers. 6:14 left here in the first quarter, still no score. Clay City, a long three, and that's short, but the alley, you could have called it an alley-oop pass.
I think that was the plan, was an alley-oop.
Nathan Owens tried to put it up, but could not connect on the alley-oop pass. Now inside, Brevin Cooper, he's going to get fouled, and the shot will fall. He has a chance for a three-point play as Cooper draws the foul. That puts the first points on the board tonight with 5:56 to go in the first quarter. And the foul will be against Clay City's Caden Cannon. His first, the team's first. Cooper's free throw is up, and it's no good. Clay City will bring it down court. Nathan Owens. Owens in the backcourt to Ethan Rogers. Rogers hands it off to Caden Cannon. Cannon in the backcourt, moves the ball across court, hands it off to Jacob Lafari. He takes it down the lane, tries a layup. It's no good. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Northview's basketball.
Clay City 0 for 3, shooting early, Dave. Knight's not doing much better. 1 for 6.
So Northview with a 2-0 lead. Brevin Cooper gets it across the timeline, off to Tyler Hess. Hess hands it off to Caleb Swearingen. He gets out of some heavy traffic. Carson Gettle to Cade Bryan, to Cooper, to Swearingen near the top of the key. Off the glass and good.
He called bank on that one.
4-0, Northview with the lead. 5:09 to go in the first quarter. Clay City with the basketball. Jacob Lafari, top of the key. Lafari in the backcourt. Clay City with Ethan Rogers. Now to Nathan Owens. Owens takes it toward the right wing, hands it off to Ethan Rogers, and Rogers gets caught traveling.
Two turnovers now for the Eels.
Tonight's game, a service of Lorenz Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzServiceInc.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. Swearingen, top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Cade Bryan. Out to the corner to Carson Gettle. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound picked up by Caden Cannon for Clay City. And the ball knocked away by Caleb Swearingen. Knights make the steal. Brevin Cooper down court to Hess. Now to Cooper from the right wing. Three-point shot is good.
Cooper coming off with one of his best nights of basketball the other night down there at Edgewood.
7-0 score, and a timeout is called on the Great Dane scoreboard with 4:17 to go in this first quarter. And again, the Knights have a 7-0 lead. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome, I'm Dave Crooks, along with Brad Wallace. 4:14 left here in the first quarter. Northview has opened up a 7-0 lead. Clay City down court with the basketball. Caden Cannon to Ethan Rogers. Rogers in the backcourt. Rogers dribbles toward the left side of the lane. Bounce pass to Hunter Adams. Now to Jacob Lafari. Lafari, he'll pass it right side to Nathan Owens. He's in the backcourt with Ethan Rogers. Rogers, top of the key, hands it off to Caden Cannon again. Now to Hunter Adams. Adams off to Nathan Owens. 3:40 left here in the first quarter. Nathan Owens. Now it's off to Caden Cannon. To Ethan Rogers. Now, top of the key, Nathan Owens will try it. Around the rim, no good. Rebound by Brevin Cooper. Cooper down court, too much traffic. He finds Tyler Hess quickly to Carson Gettle. Three-point attempt, good. Carson Gettle gives the Knights a 10-0 lead with 3:12 to go here in the first quarter.
Makes you wonder how long Coach Ames will stick with the five seniors he started on senior night.
Ethan Rogers in the backcourt. Now it's off to Caden Cannon. Jacob Lafari to Hunter Adams. Ball gets away, but they save it just in time. That was Ethan Rogers. To the left corner is Caden Cannon. Quickly back to the top of the key. Nathan Owens has it. To Caden Cannon. To Jacob Lafari. Turnaround jump shot is no good near the free throw line. Rebound picked up by Tyler Hess for Northview. Here come the Knights. Caleb Swearingen down court. Swearingen. He's going to get caught with a trap. Well, wait a minute. They're going to call a foul.
Yep.
So a foul called against Clay City. It'll stop the clock with 2:32 to go in the first quarter. The foul against 6-foot senior Jacob Lafari.
Checking in for the Knights, number 24. That's Jacob Fowler and 23, Ethan DeHart. Cade Bryan and Tyler Hess will go to the bench for break.
Caleb Swearingen gets the ball to Jacob Fowler. Fowler off to Gettle. Gettle to the right corner to Ethan DeHart. He lets it fly. It's no good. Brevin Cooper got the rebound. Now Caleb Swearingen will try a three. It's no good. help, and he gets it from Ethan DeHart. Top of the key, Gettle for a long three. It's no good. It's going to be out of bounds. Clay City will have the basketball with 2:08 to go in the first quarter. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina is Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, highways 340 and 40 on the west side of Brazil. Clay City with the basketball. Caden Cannon off quickly to Nathan Owens. Owens, about a 10-foot jumper off the glass, is no good. Ball broken up a bit, but finally picked up by Brevin Cooper. Cooper brings it down for Northview. Cooper to the top of the key to Ethan DeHart, and we've got a whistle blown as Gettle picks it up.
And Hunter Adams is going to get called on the foul. Nope.
Yep, Nathan Owens.
Nathan Owens.
So Owens picks up his first, the team's third. A minute 44 left on the clock. The Eels have yet to score. Inbounds play. Caleb Swearingen underneath, off the glass, and good. So Swearingen has four. The Knights lead by a dozen, 12 to nothing. Clay City down court. Ethan Rogers, bounce pass off to Hunter Adams. Adams over to Caden Cannon. Cannon takes the ball to the left side. Ethan Rogers picks it up, top of the key. He'll pass right side to Hunter Adams. Adams back to Ethan Rogers. Rogers hands it off to Jacob LaFari. He takes it inside, missed the bunny right in front of the basket. Boy, the Eels can't buy a shot right now. And Swearingen down court, he'll draw a foul with a minute 3 to go in the first quarter.
Bryce Patterson checked in for Clay City on that last break, number 14.
So the foul, who they call the foul against?
Ethan Rogers.
It was Ethan, okay. So that's their fourth team foul. Inbounds play. It's out to Cade Bryan. He'll try it from the corner. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Clay City. Caden Cannon, he's double teamed. He needs help. He gets it from Ethan Rogers. Off to Bryce Patterson. In the corner, shot on the way. And finally, Hunter Adams puts the Eels on the scoreboard with a big three. It's 12-3 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Brevin Cooper. Cooper with 33 seconds. Passes it off to Ethan DeHart. The ball deflected. Picked up by Clay City on a Northview turnover. Down court. Ethan Rogers will try a three. He got it. So Ethan Rogers gives Clay City their sixth point of the night. 12-6 Northview with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Brevin Cooper in the backcourt. 9 seconds. Bounce pass to Cade Bryan. Back to Brevin Cooper. 6 seconds left. Swearingen picks it up near the top of the key. He'll shoot with 3 seconds left. It's no good. That's going to end the first quarter of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard, at the end of one, Northview 12, Clay City 6. Back to the Eel Dome in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
This is Josh Keaty at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During the President's Day event, come see how we can keep some presidents in your pocket. Any in-stock 19 Jeep Wranglers, $5,000 off or more. 19 Chrysler Pacifica, as much as $7,000 off. Jeep Gladiator, as low as $269 a month. 2020 Jeep Cherokee, as low as $239 a month. And the 2020 all-new Ram 1500, as low as $269 a month. Come see us on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, and let us show you why we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome in Clay City, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We go to the second quarter with Northview leading 12-6. The Knights will have the basketball. Brevin Cooper will set the offense up for the Knights. Cooper, bounce pass over to Cade Bryan. He hands it back to Cooper. Cooper hands it off to Caleb Swearingen. They're still in the backcourt. Now Cooper from the left wing puts it up, a three. No good. Rebound by Jacob Fowler for the Knights. Cade Bryan to the corner, right side. Three-point attempt no good by Ethan DeHart. Rebound by Cooper. His putback is good. Brevin Cooper has seven. The Knights lead 14-6 with 7:28 to go here in the first half. Bryce Patterson off now to Hunter Adams. He'll try a three. It's no good. Rebound. Well, we had it for a moment, and did they call a foul? It looks like Ethan DeHart will get hit with a personal. He had it briefly, and then it got taken away, and he got fouled trying to steal it.
Turnover for the Knights. Their third. Clay City and Northview both now with three turnovers apiece.
Inbounds play for Clay City. They'll throw it to the backcourt with Bryce Patterson. Patterson will bring it back across the midcourt line. 7:10 left here in the second quarter. It's an 8-point Northview lead at 14-6. Bryce Patterson to Jacob Lafari. Over on the left corner is Caden Cannon. Cannon to Ethan Rogers. Rogers to Hunter Adams. Top of the key, Jacob Lafari lets it fly. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen for the Knights. Down to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to the right side to Cade Bryan. Baseline effort, Jacob Fowler. Cross-court pass over to Swearingen. Swearingen inside to Cooper, and the layup is good.
Brevin Cooper now at 9 points and another timeout by Coach Ames.
On the Great Dane scoreboard with 6:32 to go in the second quarter, Northview 16, Clay City 6. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 6:28 left here in the first half. Northview has a 10-point lead, 16-6 against Clay City. Down to the left side is Clayton Hines, a new face in the Clay City lineup, and his pass apparently out of bounds by Nathan Owens when he got the basketball. He stepped on the baseline side court.
Checking back in for the Knights, Tyler Hess and Carson Gettle, as DeHart and Fowler, the two sophomores, will go to the bench.
6:15 to go here in the second. Brevin Cooper over to Caleb Swearingen. Gettle inside to Cade Bryan. Bryan off the glass, and it's good.
That's Cade's first 2 points of the game. Stretches the lead to 12.
18-6 in favor of Northview with 5:58 to go here in the second quarter. Clay City with Nathan Owens. Off now to Hunter Adams. Adams takes it in. He misses the layup, but he draws the foul.
Carson Gettle tackles him on the layup. Should be a 5-yard penalty.
Well,
speaking of penalty, they released the football schedule for next year, Dave. We're going to host a team from Michigan at 2 o'clock on a Saturday.
That's different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be great. And they signed Terre Haute South for 4 years.
Well, that'll increase the strength of that schedule.
Oh, tremendously. They won their state 2 years ago, and were runners-up this year.
Hunter Adams makes the first free throw. He's got 4 points overall for Clay City, makes it 18-7. He's got one more free throw coming. Next shot is in the air, and it is no good. Rebound by Caleb Swearingen. So Swearingen off to Cade Bryan. Bryan gets it across the timeline for the Knights. Or make that Brevin Cooper, excuse me. Cooper off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen throws it into Bryan near the free throw line. He puts it up. It's no good. Rebound by Clayton Hines for Clay City. 5:26 to go here in the second quarter. Knights lead a late 18-7, 11-point lead. Ethan Rogers to the left side to Clayton Hines. He'll let it fly, and it's way off the mark. Carson Gettle brings it down court to Brevin Cooper, and he loses the handle. It's taken away, stolen by Owens, and Owens missed the layup. Ethan Rogers gets the rebound. He'll try to bring it to the backcourt to reset the offense. Nathan Owens to Ethan Rogers. Now it's off to Hunter Adams. Adams will hand it off to Bryce Patterson. Nathan Owens picks it up with 4:46 to go here in the second. Ethan Rogers, his pass is deflected. It's still going to be Clay City's basketball. Substitution, Jacob Lafari is back in the game. He'll replace Clayton Hines. Today's game, a service of Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you are our neighbor. 18-7 is our score. Northview leads by 11. They'll have to throw it way down court just to clear it out for the inbounds play. Clay City. Ethan Rogers to Hunter Adams. Adams off now to Nathan Owens. Owens to Bryce Patterson. Patterson off to Nathan Owens. And the ball's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover by Clay City. We had a kid hit the bench, but he's okay. That is Hunter Adams.
Went right over the Northview players. Chris Ellis had him in his lap.
4:23 to go here in the second quarter. Don't forget, coming up following our broadcast, we'll join Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell, likely in progress after 9:30 tonight.
Half over.
Yeah. Carson Gettle to Brevin Cooper to Caleb Swearingen. Puts it up near the free throw line. It's off the mark. Rebound by Tyler Hess. Cade Bryan puts it up. He missed it. Rebound by Hunter Adams. Down court for Clay City. They've got a man wide open and an easy layup by Jacob Lafari for his first two. And the ball is stolen on a down court pass. Clay City picks it off. Ethan Rogers from the corner gets a big three. And just like that, Clay City has clawed their way back into this game. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 3:47 to go in the first half, Northview 18, Clay City 12. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry,
feel the heat while you eat
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Dave Crux and Brad Wallace back at the Eel Dome in Clay City. 18-12, Northview leads the Eels by 6. It'll be Northview's basketball when play resumes. Brevin Cooper will bring it down court across the midcourt line. Cooper in the backcourt will throw it cross court to Cade Bryan. Quickly back to Brevin Cooper. Carson Gettle has it. Now to Brevin Cooper. Once again off to Cade Bryan. Cooper, Bryan, Tyler Hess. Now Cooper. Over to Gettle on the right wing. Top of the key is Cade Bryan. Now quickly to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to the left side to Hess. His pass is deflected, and it's stolen by Clay City. Another Northview turnover.
Four turnovers in a row to lead to points. We're on a 6-0 run.
Jacob Lafari with the ball. Bryce Patterson to Ethan Rogers, and then quickly off to Nathan Owens. Eels work it around with 2:56 to go here in the first half. Rogers to Patterson. Now to Owens. Owens in the backcourt hands it off to Ethan Rogers. He tries a three, but a whistle before the shot. It's away from the ball.
Tyler Hess going to be called with a tackle. Another one. Been a physical game, Dave.
Indeed. 18-12. Score remains. Northview on top. 2:47 left here in the second. Clay City has the basketball. Jacob Lafari. And
offensive foul pushing off for Lafari.
Ah. So that'll be his second. Tonight's game.
Right, wait, they called that a moving screen on 30 Owens.
Oh, okay, it's correct.
Same thing, but.
Down court with 2:34 to go in the second quarter. Knights lead by 6. Gettle is open from the corner. His shot way short. The putback by Cooper, though, is good.
Cooper with 11.
20-12. Northview's lead at 8 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. In the backcourt is Jacob Lafari. Inside to Ethan Rogers. He gets a bunny, and he draws the foul.
Not sure who they're going to get the foul on. Going to be on Brevin Cooper, his first, team's fourth.
So Ethan Rogers has got 8 of the 14 points for Clay City so far. He's a 5'9" senior. First time at the free throw line tonight. Free throw shot is up, and it's no good. And Ghetto had the rebound, and then he was bumped by Bryce Patterson. So they're going to call the foul against Patterson. Tonight's game, a service of Park County REMC. They are your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Little pressure by the Eels. Brevin Cooper off to Caleb Swearingen. Cooper to Swearingen. Swearingen down to Ghetto on the right side. He drives the baseline, takes it in, and gets a layup. Carson Ghetto with 5 points, and the Knights lead 22-14 with a minute 49 to go here in the second quarter. Lafari off to Caden Cannon. Now Bryce Patterson. Patterson lobs it over to the right side to Ethan Rogers. Kind of a bullet pass to him. Jacob Lafari. Baseline effort, taking it inside. A missed layup by Caden Cannon. Clay City gets the rebound with Jacob Lafari. Puts up about an 8-footer. It's no good. It won't matter anyway because he traveled.
Turnover 6-6 right now. Coming in will be Jacob Fowler. Cade Bryan will have a seat.
22-14 in favor of Northview with a minute 26 to go here in the second. Brevin Cooper will bring it down court. Cooper to Caleb Swearingen. His pass blocked and now stolen. Down court, Bryce Patterson for the layup. It's good. Big layup for the Eels. That cuts the lead to 6, 22-16 Northview. Minute 4 to go here in the second quarter. Down court, Carson Gettle. Gettle in the backcourt off to Ethan DeHart. And, oh, we got Swearingen with the pass. It looked like he was knocked down for a second, but no foul was called. They called timeout instead.
Coach Byram got a timeout.
So we got a break in the action on the Great Dane scoreboard with 53 seconds to go in the second quarter. Northview 22, Clay City 16. Back with more in 30 seconds. WAMB.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome in Clay City, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 22-16 is our score. Northview leads Clay City by 6. Knights have the basketball as play resumes. Fowler in the backcourt to Carson Gettle. Gettle over to Brevin Cooper. Cooper deep in the backcourt with Coach Byram directing traffic on the sidelines. Swearingen drives the baseline, about a 6-footer. He missed it. Rebound picked up by Clay City's Caden Cannon. Down court, Bryce Patterson in the backcourt to Ethan Rogers. Rogers, bounce pass over to Caden Cannon, and quickly back to Ethan Rogers. 18 seconds left here in the second quarter. Rogers, he'll hand it off and get it right back. 10 seconds left. He almost lost the handle. 6 seconds left as Bryce Patterson picks it up to Rogers in the corner. A three-point attempt by Ethan Rogers, no good. Carson Gettle tries a desperation shot as time expires, and that's the end of the first half of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview leading Clay City 22-16 at halftime. We'll come back with our halftime show after we take this two-minute timeout on WAMB Brazil Terre Haute.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back live at the Eel Dome, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We are at halftime where the Knights lead 22-16. Brad has a look at your first half scoring and statistics.
Not a lot of scoring for the Knights. Brevin Cooper with 11, 5 for Carson Gettle, 4 for Caleb Swearingen, and 2 for Cade Bryan. The Knights 2 for 13 from behind the arc, 8 for 13 on the floor, and 0 for 1 from the charity stripe, committing 4 fouls, 7 turnovers. For Clay City, 16 points on the scoreboard, 8 for Ethan Rogers, 4 for Hunter Adams, 2 for Jacob Lafari, and 2 for Bryce Patterson off the bench. The Eels, 1 for 10 from three-point land, 3 for 10 from inside, and 1 for 3 for the charity stripe, putting up 16 fouls and 6 turnovers for the Eels. Knights with a 22-16 lead.
We'll take a break for the IHSAA Commissioner's Report. That's coming up next as Northview leads Clay City 22-16. Back after this halftime intermission on WAMB.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. Commissioner, we're in tournament time. We're in tournament mode. We are the wrestling championships coming up this weekend for 224 young people around our state competing for a championship. We have the girls' semi-states and boys' regular season continues, and the pairing show coming up on Sunday. This is a very busy week around the state.
It is one of the busiest weeks of the season for the association with our wrestling championships at Bankers Life, and certainly want to thank those folks for all the hard work they do to get this tournament ready. It's not like setting up for basketball. It's a little bit different. And we'll have, as you mentioned, 224 wrestlers compete for 14 state championships on Saturday night. And then while that's going on, we're going to have girls basketball semi-states all over the state at 4 different locations, and some great matchups that have come to the beginning of this now. And then we've got swimming, sectional starting, and all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, that's a busy, busy schedule. Swimming starting, girls basketball semis, the wrestling championship, as you mentioned. We talked about the wrestling championship before, but it really is one of the more well attended and well liked championships, because I think the uniqueness of it. It is one on one competition in front of thousands of people with the spotlight literally on you in the middle of Banker's Life.
It is, and the reality of our tournament is you're one and done. If you lose on Friday night, you go home.
Mm-hmm.
And now on Saturday, you might lose, but then you're going to wrestle a couple more times to figure out what medal you're going to end up with. But there's no place to hide. I always said that in the wrestling tournament. It's you against your opponent on the mat, and it's just you against them, and do the best you can.
The commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, joining us. We're going to be thrilled. Greg Rakestraw and I will be with you and your staff and others at the IHSAA headquarters coming up Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, for the pairing show. Obviously, we have already done the girls' show, but there is nothing like going in there and reading off who's playing whom, because everyone literally glued to whatever device they're using to find out who's going to be playing who and where and when. And it's an incredibly important and, I think, a very nerve-wracking night for all of us.
It is. It's a very exciting night for over 400 basketball teams around our state that are going to be, as you say, glued to their device. They want to see who they're going to play in that first round and then who might be on their side of the bracket. I think, one of the greatest tournaments in the country for high school basketball. And we're going to kick it off on Sunday night and let everybody know. We encourage our membership to gather together tweet your pictures and post everything. And we're going to try to keep up with all of it. And we'll find out who's going to play who. It's an exciting afternoon.
It is neat to see those pictures come up when they flash them up on the screen and see where everyone is and how they're spending that day. It is one of my favorite parts of it because it continues to grow and grow and grow each year.
It does, and I don't see us having some unseasonably warm weather. We've had some viewing parties when the kids have been in a hot tub or been in a pool.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see that happening this weekend. But nonetheless, we want to thank our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, who are sponsoring the pairing show as well, and looking forward to their participation as well with the draw show coming up on Sunday night.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA-related. Championship weekend, lots going on. Commissioner, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for your time. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Bob.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome in Clay City, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as we are wrapping up halftime. The Northview Knights lead 22-6, or 22-16, I should say. Brevin Cooper leading all scorers with 11 points. 5 points for Carson Gettle, 4 points for Caleb Swearingen, 2 points for Cade Bryan. For the Eels, Ethan Rogers has 8, Hunter Adams with 4, Bryce Patterson and Jacob Lafari with 2 points apiece. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll come back with second-half action after this timeout on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome in Clay City, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 22-16, our halftime score. What do you expect for the next 16 minutes, Brad?
Well, if I'm Clay City, I slow the game down like they did there in the second quarter. They outscored us in the second quarter. It's 10-10. They scored in the second quarter where they didn't in the first. Dave, if you wasn't listening in the first quarter, Clay City didn't score a point for the first 7 minutes and 15 seconds in the first quarter. They scored 2 3-pointers there with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yep. So Yeah, we actually we were ahead 12-6 at the end of one, 22-16, of course, our halftime score. Clay City will have the basketball as play resumes. This is WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute. We're on the stream at WAMBradio.com. Clay City with the ball. Nathan Owens off to Caden Cannon. Cannon with the ball. Cannon, right side of the lane, takes it inside, gets the layup, and he draws the foul.
Foul's going to be on Swearingen, I believe. It is. That's his second foul, or first foul. Team's first. And like this, it could be a three-point game.
Yep, this would cut it to three. Caden Cannon's free throw shot is up, and it is good. So the Eels are back in this game.
2-2-1, full court pressure put on by the Eels.
Cade Bryan in the backcourt. Cross-court pass to Brevin Cooper. Inside to Caleb Swearingen. Then off to Cade Bryan. He takes it inside, gets a reverse layup, and he scores.
4 points now for Cade Bryan.
24-19, Northview. 7:24 to go in the second quarter. Hunter Adams takes the ball to the top of the key. Bounce pass right side off to Jacob Lafari. Caden Cannon to Ethan Rogers. Rogers, a quick pass, gets it back. Now Nathan Owens, top of the key. He'll pass it right side to Caden Cannon. He drives inside and gets a layup.
Cannon with all 5 points here to start the second half.
24-21. Northview's lead cut to three once again. Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen to the left side to Cade Bryan. He gets a nice three from the left corner. His first three of the night, the third three of the night for the Knights, 27-21 as the Eels missed a quick layup underneath. The ball was loose for a moment. Northview had it, and then it got away from us, and Clay City picked it up. In the corner, right side, it's Nathan Owens. Top of the key, it goes to Hunter Adams. Adams off to Ethan Rogers. Rogers hands it off to Jacob Lafari, to Nathan Owens. Owens to Caden Cannon. Ethan Rogers. Rogers in the backcourt with 6:08 to go in the third. There's a three on the way, and it's no good by Nathan Owens. Rebound picked up by Tyler Hess. Brevin Cooper off to Cade Bryan. Carson Gettle to Brevin Cooper. Back to Gettle. Or Cade Bryan, rather. Bryan to Brevin Cooper. Cooper back deep in the backcourt will reset the offense. Brevin Cooper. Cade Bryan picks it up. I'm getting those guys confused all night for some reason. Now Brevin Cooper, top of the key. He missed it. Clay City gets the rebound. They're on a fast break. And Ethan Rogers gets the layup. That'll be his 10th point. Clay City has cut the Northview lead to four at 27-23. Brevin Cooper, he'll pass it left side to Tyler Hess. Hess in the corner off to Swearingen. Caleb passes back to Hess. Now to Brevin Cooper. Cooper in the backcourt. Cooper, bounce pass off to Caleb Swearingen on the right side. He gives the ball to Cooper on the corner. Cade Bryan back to Brevin Cooper. Or Carson Gettle. Now, Cooper, about an 8-footer in the lane, is good.
13 points now for Cooper, 29-23 Knights.
4:43 to go here in the third. Ethan Rogers off now to Nathan Owens. Owens, top of the key. In the backcourt, he dribbles. Now he passes off to Jacob Lafari. Lafari from the right side. Too much traffic. He finds help from Ethan Rogers. A little reverse hook layup is no good. Rebound by Cade Bryan for Northview. 4:19 to go here in the third. 29-23. Knights lead the Eels by six. Hess in to Swearingen. And as soon as Swearingen got the ball on the left side of the lane, he drew the foul.
Mismatch in size. Ethan Rogers guarding Caleb Swearingen. We've had that all second half here. First time we've seen it and got the ball inside.
4:14 to go here in the third. Inbounds play. It's off to Cade Bryan. Tyler Hess to Carson Gettle. Gettle off to Cade Bryan. He takes it inside, tries to make a Larry Bird-type layup there for a moment, or maybe a Magic Johnson layup, I guess I should say. He missed it. Now we've got a whistle blown. 4:02 to go in the third. Let's see what they come up with.
A foul on Clay City on the loose ball.
Number two, that's Ethan Rogers. That should be his second.
Is it second or third? Second.
They're showing second. Let's see, some substitutions. Who do we have in the game now? We've got Ethan DeHart back in.
And Fowler.
And Jacob Fowler. Inbounds play. Swearingen puts up kind of a rough jumper. It's no good. Rebound, though, picked up by Ethan DeHart. Now you've got Caleb Swearingen driving the lane, and I heard a slapped arm as he went in for the layup.
Got it right in the nose.
And that foul is going to be against Caden Cannon. I've got him for three.
Yep, his third.
So at the free throw line will be Caleb Swearingen. The Knights have only been to the free throw line once tonight. That was Brevin Cooper. He's 0 for 1. Swearingen's free throw shot is up, and it's good.
See, Swearingen's eyes watering from getting hit in the nose. Keeps wiping the tears out of it, and I know it's not from the pain.
Free throw shot is up, and he made the second one. Northview 31, Clay City 23. 3:48 to go here in the third quarter. Nathan Owens in the backcourt. Owens takes it inside, misses the layup, but he draws the foul.
Foul's going to be on Jacob Fowler, his first, team second.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by U.S. Lawns. They're at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
Nathan Owens will go to line to shoot two.
So Owens ready for his first free throw shot. He's a 6-foot senior. Free throw shot is good. He'll have one more coming. Next shot. Free throw shot in the air, and it is no good after a few bounces off the back of the iron. Brevin Cooper down court. He sees Cade Bryant open underneath, but oh, the shot rejected by Hunter Adams on a beautiful block. So Northview will inbounds the ball with 3:36 to go here in the third quarter, leading 31-24. Swearingen, little fadeaway jumper is good, and he draws the foul.
6 points now for Swearingen. He's going to go to line where he just hit two in a row.
He's got eight, including those free throws
eight.
Now.
Yep.
So Swearingen will go back to the line. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. So 3 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. Swearingen with 9.
Got makes, it back to 10.
Makes it a 10-point lead, 34-24 in favor of Northview. Clay City, Nathan Owens to Ethan Rogers. Rogers top of the key, right side pass to Caden Cannon to Jacob Lafari. Lafari needs help. He finds Hunter Adams. Adams will find Jacob Lafari. To Ethan Rogers for three. It's no good. Rebound by Brevin Cooper. He lobs it down court, but the pass is broken up. But last touch by an eel, so it'll still be Northview's basketball. Tonight's game, a service of Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Brevin Cooper to Carson Gettle to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen hands it off to Cooper. He puts up a three around the rim. No good. Gettle tries to get the rebound. He does. Ethan DeHart back to Gettle. Gettle tries another three. It's no good. It rolls out of bounds, but apparently last touch by Clay City.
Good hustle there by the Knights. Carson Gettle going after the rebound. Then Brevin Cooper going after the rebound. So
inbounds play. Swearingen off to Brevin Cooper. To Carson Gettle, back to Brevin Cooper. Cooper will set the offense up in the backcourt with 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. Brevin Cooper takes it inside, gets a little bunny in front of the basket, makes it, draws the foul. He's got 15 points tonight, Brad.
He's on his roll again. What did he end up with the other night? 26?
26 at
yeah.
Edgewood. He had a heck yeah. of a game.
And at Martinsville, he had 21, I believe. He's really stepping up his game. I love the kid. He's a good hustle player.
Free throw shot is up, and it's good, so he drills the three-point play.
Bench warning to White.
Oh. Did we have some extra words or what? I didn't quite catch it, but
just yelling and screaming. He hasn't stopped it, so we're close to having a technical.
Northview leads by a baker's dozen. 2:27 to go here in the third. 37-24. Down court, Ethan Rogers. Bounce pass off to Nathan Owens. Owens to Jacob Lafari. Bounce pass in to Bryce Patterson. A whistle blown. What do we have?
It's going to be a foul on the night. It's going to be on Cooper, his second. It's just a hustle, you know. He hustles all the time. And he got his arm wrapped up inside of the cutter. And, you know, it was a foul. So
inbounds play for Clay City. They'll get the ball off to Jacob Lafari. In the backcourt to Ethan Rogers. Rogers to the right side to Hunter Adams. He puts up a three and he drains it. His second three of the night. He's got 7 points. Make it 37-24 Northview. A minute 55 left here in the third quarter. Brevin Cooper. Off now to Ethan DeHart. To Cade Bryan. Bryan to Cooper. Cooper top of the key. Works the ball toward the left side of the lane. He finds help from Ethan DeHart. To Brevin Cooper. Cross-court pass to Cade Bryan. He tries the three. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Clay City, but the ball deflected, and Northview gets it back. Caleb Swearingen. Minute 22 to go here in the third. Swearingen hands it off to Cade Bryan. Bryan off now to Caleb Swearingen.
Just running clock here.
You might as well take some time off that clock. Yeah. Minute 7 left here in the third. A 10-point lead for Northview at 37-27. Swearingen takes the ball to the right side. He stops, fakes, puts it up. Got a nice 10-foot jumper. 11 points for Caleb Swearingen. The Knights lead 39-27 here in the third. 47 seconds to go. Bryce Patterson over to Jacob Lafari. To Hunter Adams. Adams, top of the key, and a bad pass. Oh, and it's stolen. Nice job, thanks to Brevin Cooper. Ball loose again, but it's picked up by Jacob Fowler, and there's going to be a reach-in foul against Clay City.
Foul's on number 14. That's Bryce Patterson, his first.
Tonight's game, a service of Refreshment Services. They are the distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. 39-27, a 12-point lead for Northview. 28 seconds left here in the third quarter. If you missed the JV score tonight,
33-28.
14-point lead got away from Northview, and Clay City won it 33-28. Caleb Swearingen with the basketball. 19 seconds to go as he dribbles deep in the backcourt. We're milking time off the clock. Now he'll make his move. Bounce pass to Cade Bryan. Swearingen gets it back. Takes it inside off the glass. Missed it. Trying to see. Oh, we got a scrum on the floor.
Jump ball. Northview's ball.
All right. We'll take it back with 2.2 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Got to have a little lob here.
So they'll inbounds the ball under the basket. You got to hit the right person, and hopefully that person can take a quick shot for a score. Inside to Swearingen, he missed the layup, and that's the end of three. Whoa! The Clay City player, number 24, Jacob Lafari, tried it about two-thirds of the court distance and actually hit the goal but did not make the bucket. On the Great Dane scoreboard at the end of three, it's Northview 39, Clay City 27. Back to the Eel Dome in 30 seconds on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome in Clay City, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We get set for fourth quarter action. Northview leads 39-27 against Clay City. Couple of program reminders. We'll join Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk following tonight's broadcast. So stick around for the latest in high school scores from across the state, interviews with coaches, and so much more. And then Sunday afternoon, be sure to tune back in for the pairing show. Sunday at 3 o'clock, find out who we will draw as well as all the other teams across the Hoosier State as we get set for Hoosier Hysteria, and we'll have coverage for you here on WAMB from the Edgewood Sectional. Clay City will have the basketball to start this fourth quarter of action. Bryce Patterson off to Nathan Owens. Owens into Jacob Lafari, but he's caught traveling.
He did.
So a turnover by Clay City, and the Knights will get it back with 7:47 to go in the game.
Full court press now by the Eels.
Tyler Hess gets it off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen's trying to get it down court. A very physical game tonight here at the Eel Dome. Carson Gettle in the backcourt. Right side pass off to Ethan DeHart. Ball deflected on a pass, and it's stolen by Clay City. Northview turnover. Nathan Owens to Ethan Rogers. He's on the left wing. Rogers dribbles toward the backcourt again. Passes off to Caden Cannon. Cannon off now to Nathan Owens. Owens to Bryce Patterson. 7:08 to go in the game. Jacob Lafari off to Caden Cannon from the left side. They put it up. It's no good. Rebound, though, by Bryce Patterson, but a whistle blown.
Foul's going to be on Ethan DeHart, his second, team's fourth.
Tonight's game is a service of Souk Ocean, your hometown H&R Block. They're at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Inbounds play for Clay City, and it's going to be out of bounds, but off the foot of one of the Knights, although I'm not sure how. But
no Knight touched it.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked either, but oh well. So Clay City basketball. Caden Cannon, bounce pass. Off to Ethan Rogers, and then Cannon gets it back. Off to Jacob Lafari, to Nathan Owens. 6:49 to go in the game, a 12-point Northview lead. Little five-footer is short by Nathan Owens. The putback was no good by Clay City. That was Jacob Lafari, but he was fouled.
By Caleb Swearingen, his second, team's fifth.
So LaFerry will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He will shoot two with 6:44 to go in the game. First one is up. It's no good. So Jacob LaFerry, a six-foot senior. Second free throw shot. It is up, and it's no good. Rebound picked up by Cade Bryan. Bryan takes it down court for Northview. To the right side, off to Tyler Hess. Now a three from Ethan DeHart is no good. Rebound picked up by Clay City. Here come the Eels. 6:27 to go in the game. 12-point lead for Northview. Bryce Patterson to Jacob Lafari. Bryce Patterson has it again. Top of the key. Right side pass to Ethan Rogers, and he gets a three. That's his third of the night. The fifth team three-pointer for the Eels, 39-30 in favor of Northview. 6 minutes left in the game. And a whistle. What do we have? A traveling violation against Northview. Who was that?
Cade Bryan picks up the turnover. That's the ninth turnover for the Knights. 39-30. 6 minutes to go.
So here comes Clay City. Excuse me. Down court. Ethan Rogers. To Caden Cannon, now to Bryce Patterson. Patterson to Jacob Lafari, and Ethan Rogers will try a big three. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Caden Cannon for Clay City. Now they've got Nathan Owens wide open. Three-point shot is good.
Eels just won't go away, Dave. They cut it to six.
39-33 Northview, 5:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Brevin Cooper lost the handle, but a whistle is going to be called. And a foul against Jacob Lafari. I've got him for three.
You can hear the fans behind us. They don't agree. I think Cooper fell down and got bailed out. So he's going to shoot the bonus now with Clay City with 17 fouls.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Morris Manufacturing of Brazil. They are hiring. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
Rare miss there from Revan Cooper from the free throw line. Clay City with the rebound.
So now the Eels within six all of a sudden with 5:16 to go in the game. They've got a chance to tighten this game up even more. Bryce Patterson on the right side. He finds help from Ethan Rogers. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound by Caleb Swearingen. And Swearingen gets his pocket picked at midcourt, but it's picked up by Tyler Hess, and the Knights keep the basketball.
You know, Tyler hasn't scored. He hasn't shot tonight, but I'll tell you what, he's a hustling. His defense has been spot on.
And now his pass looks like a foul is going to be called against Clay City's Caden Cannon.
Yep, that's his fourth foul, team's eighth. Cade Brown will go to line to shoot one in bonus.
So Brian will head to the free throw line. As a team tonight, we're shooting 67%, 4 of 6.
Now's when it's going to matter.
Cade Bryan's set for the free throw. It's up and it's good. Tonight's game also brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 208-3244 for an insurance quote today. And the next free throw shot is no good. 7-point lead for Northview, 40-33, 4:42 left in the game. Bryce Patterson on the right corner. Patterson to the top of the key to Ethan Rogers. Left side pass to Jacob Lafari. He takes it to the free throw line, hands it off, gets it back after a couple of passes. And now we've got a foul called, I believe, against the Knights.
Yeah, it's on Swearingen. So it's going to be his third foul.
Third foul tonight.
Team six. David, we talk about big games going into sectionals. This is a big game for Clay City. 1A versus 3A, county rivalry. And they're playing tough. They're playing strong.
They really are. Ethan Rogers off to Bryce Patterson. Jacob Lafari picks it up, top of the key, hands it off to Hunter Adams. Adams passes it off to Rogers. Rogers on the right wing. Now to the top of the key is Jacob Lafari. He just nailed a three. And just like that, it's a four-point ball game. Timeout called with 4:08 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard here in the fourth quarter. Northview 40, Clay City 36. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there's no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome in Clay City, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 4:08 to go in this game. 40-36, Northview by four. And, you know, Clay City's given us a good effort, but Northview kind of struggling here in the second half, opening the door again for this team to come back on us.
Yeah, it's been a struggle here in the fourth period, that's for sure.
And this one's far from over.
Yep. 4 minutes for plenty of time, a half a quarter.
Don't forget, next Thursday we host number one ranked Bloomington South. We hope to see you at the game. 6 o'clock JV game, 7:30 varsity. If you can't make it, we'll have the coverage for you Thursday night at 7:15 here on WAMB.
Bloomington South beat Greencastle 84-42.
Oh, my. That's a spanking.
And that's Greencastle beat us.
Caleb Swearingen inside. Little fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound picked up by Bryce Patterson. Here comes Clay City. Patterson down court. Off now to Jacob Lafari. Lafari, bounce pass off to Ethan Rogers. Rogers to Hunter Adams. Adams, top of the key. Bounce pass over to Nathan Owens. Owens to Jacob Lafari for three. He got it. Lafari cuts the lead to one. Northview 40, Clay City 39 with 3:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Now Tyler Hess. Hess with the basketball to Caleb Swearingen. This Clay City crowd is fired up. Swearingen just drew the foul. So that's going to go against Nathan Owens. Boy, Coach Chris Ames not happy with the call.
Nope, and he's not happy with the player Owens. He's going to take him out because he was trying to instruct him, and Owens was arguing back with him. You can see Ames, he's not happy.
He's giving him some one-on-one instruction
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and that's good coaching. Ames was a really good player here at Clay City.
Swearingen's free throw shot is good. He's 4-for-4 tonight. That makes it 41-39, Northview by two. This would give us a three-point lead if he can can this one. Free throw shot is up, and it is good.
Swearingen 100% from the line tonight.
Oh, a Cooper steal by Brevin Cooper on the inbounds play. What a break for Northview. Inside to Swearingen, and the layup is good. Swearingen with 15, and the Knights have a five-point lead, 44-39, with 2:51 to go in the game.
Brevin Cooper, just don't quit hustling. The gas tank is full, and we're in the fourth quarter.
Cooper will make that to Ethan Rogers. Off to Bryce Patterson. Now to Ethan Rogers. Rogers, pass deflected by Hess, but it's picked up by Clay City. And a big three-point shot by Caden Cannon, his first of the night. Clay City has cut the lead to two, 44-42, 2:24 to go in the game.
These seniors got fight, Dave.
They do indeed. Swearingen takes it to the left side, tries to drive it in, and a block. You got to give credit to Jacob Lafari on that one. So a substitution, Nathan Owens will check back into the lineup. He'll replace Bryce Patterson. This is anybody's ball game. Knights have a two-point lead and the basketball. Swearingen gets it to the backcourt, off to Tyler Hess. Now to Carson Gettle. Gettle to Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes it to the left side of the lane, back to the top of the key to Cade Bryan. Now to Carson Gettle and to Brevin Cooper. Cooper back at the logo near midcourt. He's just going to make him take some time off the clock, it looks like, and make him come after us. Minute 48 to go. Brevin Cooper. Cooper to the backcourt. Cooper takes it toward the lane. He got his pocket pick. A steal by Hunter Adams. Clay City down court. Now it's off to Ethan Rogers. A minute 28 to go. And a foul.
Offensive foul on Owens.
Whoa.
Illegal screen.
Wow.
So Coach Ames is fired up.
So an illegal. Oh, he did.
He stepped over and put a chicken wing right in his hip. So.
All right. So the foul against Nathan Owens, his fourth.
Yep.
Minute 25 left in the game, 44-42 Northview. Caleb Swearingen with the basketball. Off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper, bounce pass off to Cade Bryan. Bryan still in the backcourt with Brevin Cooper. Cooper off now to Tyler Hess. And, oh, Carson Gettle's wide open. A three-point jumper at the top of the key is no good. 58 seconds left in the game. Clay City within two, and the Eels have the basketball. Ethan Rogers off to Hunter Adams.
Two-point lead with no reason to shoot anything there.
Caden Cannon to the corner to Ethan Rogers. He got a three! Ethan Rogers just scored a three, and Clay City has taken the lead, 45-44. An upset could be in the making. 30 seconds left. Swearingen in the backcourt. Oh, Swearingen got away with a walk. Now Swearingen inside and a whistle blown. We've got two on the ground. What do we have?
We got a foul. Swearingen's going to shoot some free throws, but they were laying on top of each other. Everybody thought there was a scrum, but they were trying to help each other up.
22 seconds left on the clock. It's a one-point Clay City lead, the first time they've led tonight.
Foul's going to be on Owens. That's his fifth.
So he's out of there. So Nathan Owens, the 6-foot senior, has fouled out. Tonight's game, a service of PDF, Process Development and Fabrication. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community And we're pleased to have PDF as one of our Northview sponsors. 45-44 Clay City. 22 seconds left in the game. Caleb Swearingen will be at the free throw line as Bryce Patterson will check into the lineup. Clay City fans are fired up. They smell blood. So now Caleb Swearingen, free throw shot is up and good. So now we're tied, 45-45.
Got to make this in defense. We got to be solid. One foul. I mean, we foul. They go to the line anyway. They're in the bonus.
Free throw shot is up, and it is no good. Rebound by Clay City. We are tied. They are in the driver's seat for a chance to score and win the game.
One shot by Coach Ames.
Ethan Rogers with 12 seconds to go. Rogers off to Bryce Patterson, and now a timeout is called. With 8.5 seconds left on the Great Dane scoreboard, Clay City 45, Northview 45. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at the Eel Dome, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We have 8.5 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Northview has led all game long, but Clay City has come back to tie it up. They had a brief lead. They have the basketball. They need to figure out a way to score with 8.5 seconds to go, and they'll have their biggest win of the season.
They took the lead with 39.3 seconds to go with a big three by Ethan Rogers. Rogers with 16 points and four big threes for Rogers.
So let's see what happens.
Senior night at Clay City.
And they're fired up. Jacob Lafari will inbounds the ball, and now after Coach Byron has seen the layout of the offensive structure for Clay City, he wants a timeout. So another timeout has just been called. On the Great Dane scoreboard, 8.5 seconds remaining. 45-45 is our score. We are tied up. Stay with us. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service
back.
Repair is a...
Back at the Eel Dome, 45-45 is our score. We are tied with 8.5 seconds to go here in the game. I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. And we'll see what happens as Clay City...
Right in front of the student section, they're going to inbound the ball, Dave.
Bryce Patterson will inbounds the ball. Let's see what happens. Off to Caden Cannon. Cannon off to Jacob Lafari. He puts it. Oh, they score! They score! Cannon with an alley-oop. And they score to take a two-point lead with 3.3 seconds to go.
What a setup play by Coach Ames out of the timeout. Worked perfectly. They got him on the offside, weak defense. Cannon came around the back door. It was a beautiful lob by Adams and off the glass. Beautiful.
So, again, that was Jacob Lafari. He basically, it looked like he was going to take a three-point shot,
yep.
But it was an alley-oop pass. And, again, it was made by Caden Cannon, right?
Yep. And Adams was the inbounder, and he went back and set the screen. It was set up perfect.
So, now, here's the scenario. Northview has 3.3 seconds to go. And are they going to go for a three to win it, or are they going to just try to...
3.3 seconds, you got to get it down and go straight to the basket and hope they foul you. And well, you've got a timeout, so, you know, it's 6-1, half dozen the other, Dave. You got to score regardless.
No doubt about it, so we'll see what happens. But these Eels trying to pick up their biggest win of the season with only 8 wins this year and 12 losses.
Yeah, and, you know, us coming in here, you know, the huge over, you know, over-under was huge. I don't remember what the Sarigan rating was, but
it was big.
It was big, and
yeah.
You know, we been outplayed, outcoached, out-hustled so far.
So now Tyler Hess will get set to inbounds the ball. Inbounds play. Full court pressure. Baseball pass down to Cade Bryan. Off to Swearingen at the buzzer.
No good!
He missed it. Clay City has upset Northview. The final score, 47-45. Clay City has pulled off their biggest win of the year, and they do it against the Northview Knights. Holy cow.
Wow.
So they sweep both games tonight. Clay City came from behind in the JV game by 14. They won the JV game 33-28. They come from behind against the Varsity Knights, and they beat Northview tonight 47-45. That means in the 31 meetings between these teams, Northview has won 27 times. Clay City has now won their fourth game against Northview since Northview became a high school.
Yep, an outstanding play by all the seniors for Clay City tonight. And kudos to Coach Ames and the staff keeping the rotation in. You know, just an outstanding play there by Clay City. They earned that win, Dave.
They sure did. So two big losses in a row for Michael Byram's Knights. And it's been a tough week for Northview. We'll take a two-minute break. Stay with us. We'll talk to the coach. We'll also have our player of the game announcement sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Stay with us for more coverage from the Eel Dome on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you can start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. You.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Well, we're back at the Eel Dome in Clay City where there's going to be a big party all night long throughout southern Clay County on this one, Brad.
You bet.
They've earned it tonight. Clay City with a big upset tonight over Northview, 47-45. And Northview was a 17-point favorite coming into this game.
Clay City did what they were predicted to do. They scored 45 of the 46 points. Northview just fell about 20 short.
Yep. So, big loss for Northview tonight. And, wow, hated to see this one get away, but that's happened way too many times this season.
Well, and you know, Dave, you know, Clay City, kudos to them. 15-member band sounded great all night. Fans were loud and proud. Seniors did what they were supposed to, and, you know, it just, what a great night to be a Clay City Eel.
Well, and it's an example of what the six-man can do in an atmosphere like
yes,
this
sir.
As well, which reminds me to get everyone out to the game on Thursday at right. Northview High School. We're playing the top team in Indiana, Bloomington South.
Who doubled up on Greencastle, a team that we struggled against, 84-42.
Come out and see one of the best teams you'll ever see in high school basketball.
And we'll have the best coaching staffs.
We'll have our hands full.
Yep, Coach Holmes and them are really well coached. But
it would be nice to see a large crowd on Thursday night. If you can't make it, we'll have the coverage for you at 7:15. Here on WAMB. Brad, how about a rundown of the final scoring and statistics?
Well, tied for 16 points apiece. I've got Brevin Cooper and Caleb Swearingen. 8 for Cade Bryan and 5 for Carson Gettle.
We only had 4 players score.
4 players score, 2 in double digits, no bench points. Tyler Hess didn't even attempt a shot. Jacob Fowler didn't attempt a shot. And D. Hart was 0 for 2 from behind the arc. The Knights, 3 for 21 from three-point land, 14 of 24 from the floor, and 8 for 12 from the free throw line. So if there is one positive, we're 75% from behind the free throw line. But for Clay City, in the big upset and the big win, Ethan Rogers, the senior, 5'9", 16 points, three-pointers. He had 4 of them. He was 4 for 7. And he shot him really well there in the second half and in the fourth period. He hit that big one there. 10 points for Caden Cannon, 8 for Jacob Lafari, 7 for Hunter Adams. And off the bench, Owens with 4 and Bryce Patterson with 2 to round out the Eels. 47-45 win over the Northview Knights.
Wow. And here comes the coach. So we'll get Michael Byram's thoughts, and I'm sure he's disappointed. But what do you know? So, well, Coach, you knew it wasn't going to be easy tonight, and a tough loss here at Clay City for sure. You knew it wasn't going to be easy, as we talked about in the pregame show, and Clay City played a nice game tonight. Your thoughts about the game?
They're well coached. They played extremely hard, and their kids down the stretch made plays for them. I didn't think necessarily this was one of our better games. Other than the start, I thought we started off fairly decently, but we just couldn't get ourselves going tonight.
I don't know what else to ask, Coach. I mean, I know you're disappointed. We're all a little disappointed on the Northview side, but again, Clay City, they always come prepared for this game in a big, bad way at senior night, and they had the sixth man in the crowd that definitely made a difference, I think, for them, too.
Oh, I mean, this was a great atmosphere. But you know what? You got, like, they played inspired basketball, and I don't necessarily think we did. And that's something that we got to kind of really look in the mirror. And I don't know if that's necessarily that we're still kind of upset about the other night, or I don't know what that is. But that we got to get ourselves situated real quick, because we're going to have our hands full next Thursday.
And what was the score tonight with Greencastle and Bloomington South, Brad?
84-42.
I mean, Bloomington South's best team in the state. There's no question about it. So I mean. That'll be an experience for us, that's for sure. And then not too many people, I guess, I don't know how many games South's played so far, but, I mean, the only 22 or 23 other teams are going to have the opportunity to play the best. So
they're 21-0.
All right, so we'll be game 23 for them.
We'd love to see a big crowd on Thursday night at Northview's gym for the 6 o'clock JV game, 7:30 varsity game. Hey, I got to say, Brevin Cooper, I thought, gave you a pretty good game again tonight. He played very well, it seemed like.
No, I thought Brev made some plays, key plays at different times. I thought Caleb did as well. We just didn't make enough of them. And their guys stepped up and hit some big shots. So it felt like it was like 3 or 4 straight possessions that somebody sprung open and hit a big three. But kudos to them. They were well prepared, and they came out and made plays when they had to.
They were 6 for 8 from three-point land just in the fourth period to close it out.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great shooting display by them. I mean, if you're not going to make shots, you better defend. I didn't feel like we did a very good job here late defending their shooters.
Well, Coach, take it easy this weekend. We'll regroup and get ready for the top team in the state on Thursday night. Of course, Sunday, I'm sure you'll be tuned in for the pairing show, and we'll see who we get with the luck of the draw for the sectional.
Yes, we're looking forward to that.
All right, Coach, have a good evening.
Thank you.
Michael Byram with his post-game comments here on WAMB. Well, let's go ahead and announce our player of the game, sponsored by Chad Schottmeyer, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Brazil. Call or text Chad at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. That's 812-208-3244. Well, Brad, we had a couple of players in double figures tonight, but if we were to pick just one, I still think we got to give the edge to Brevin Cooper tonight.
Oh, yeah. He had 5 points at the first quarter break, 11 at the second quarter break, the lead scoring, 16 at halftime lead scoring. You know, ended with 16, didn't score in the fourth period. But one thing that sticks in my mind, whenever Clay City was making their first run and cut it to two, he stole the inbounds pass and put it up for a layup, you know, and got fouled. So, and then, but then he missed the front end of the 1-1. But the hustle of Brevin Cooper makes him tonight's Chad Schottmeyer, Indiana Farm Bureau agent, player of the game.
Your quarter scores tonight: Northview led 12-6 at the end of one. Northview led 22-16 at the end of two. The Knights led by 12 at the end of three, 39-27. But they dropped the game in the fourth quarter, 47-45, to a hungry Clay City team. The JV game tonight, we lost a 14-point lead and dropped the JV game 33-28. So a tough night to be a Knight.
Yes, it was a very tough night to be a Northview Knight. But like you said, you know, you and being a county rivalry, Dave, you can throw away the records coming into this. Every year, even whenever we won 29 straight years or 27 years straight, they were always good games.
Mm-hmm.
But for Clay City to come out tonight and do what they did, they deserve it. They if you put a banner up here for winning county championships, they'd only have four, but they earned this one tonight.
They did indeed. And half the town's still staying in the gym, it looks like, right now.
Well, sure.
So this is definitely the highlight of their season. As you look at their record, they improved to 9 wins and 12 losses. The Knights fall to 14-8. I would make one last plea to our listeners. Come to the game on Thursday if you can. Watch the Knights in person. $5 to get you in the door. They've got a great concession stand. Come out and support the Knights when they play Bloomington South on Thursday. If you can't make it, we'll have the coverage for you beginning at 7:15.
Bar Reeves 64-26 over Vincennes Reveille.
Oh, that's ugly.
Eastern Green 73, Shackamack 63. And there was one other one I had pulled up here a minute ago. Lagodi 63 over Northeast DeBose 49. And Park Heritage 64, Seeger 41. And South Vermilion 53, Riverton Park 41.
Terre Haute North wins.
Yep, over Covington 49-42. And where was the... There was Washington, 48, Mount Carmel, Illinois, 41. I bet that was a really good game.
That's the last time they'll play Mount Carmel, too, as they're leaving the Big 8. The Big 8's actually going to dissolve next year, and that'll be a whole new situation down in southwest Indiana as many of those teams will join the Pocket Athletic Conference. All right, we want to thank our studio producer, Dennis Porter. For Brad Wallace, I'm Dave Crooks, where Clay City sweeps Northview tonight. They win both the JV and varsity game, the varsity final, 47-45 in favor of the Eels until Thursday night. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sukoshin, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.